meters is interesting. I used to run on 6 meters downtown with a VR6, an omnidirectional antenna, and it's interesting. A lot of people do like 6 meters. For instance, V7 Fox Whiskey Dawn is a regular on the lower mainland here. He likes playing with that, and I think people that have played with that band really enjoy that band. It's a very interesting band. It's one of those bands kind of like you can say like 80 meters is not a daytime band. It's a nighttime band, so it has a whole different characteristic of a projection on the eye atmosphere. So I'm going to leave it at that for now, Michael. If that just fills you with some needs in that, I'm sure even after the net or while the net's going, someone will have some more intel about your question, but very important and very interesting questions for the net. Stand by, Michael. We're going to run it right down to the guy on holidays. VA7 Yankee uniform. Jason, how's your holiday going?
Well, holidays are going great because I am doing nothing to do with the holidays today. I don't know. I find it more interesting to build antennas. So I built an antenna this morning, and it's a dual-band VHF-UHF antenna, but the only problem is that I have no way to test it at all. I mean, I have no SWR meter, no antenna analyzer, so what I tried this morning is I know this repeater has like a voter system where you can look online at the signal coming in. So, well, I connected my radios to the antenna and put it inside my room, and I clicked the talk button, and I completely maxed out the level meter, so I don't think that's going to do very much for me. So I'm going to have to find some better way to test my antenna, I guess.
Hide yourself in the basement of a apartment building with the aerial and see how that does. Maybe that's a good way to see if your signal can bounce around and cause some reflection, refraction, you name it and what have you. But congratulations on that project. You've been talking about that for a couple of weeks now, and it came to completion. Oh, by the way, and for Michael, congratulations on your new Christmas gift of the microphone. That sounds really good, too. But, yeah, very good, Jason. Well, keep us updated on that, and we'll put you down a second round because I'm sure other people may have some questions on that. Okay, Jason?
Yep, sounds good. I'll try to stick around and not fall asleep for the second round. Okay, 7-3.
And don't forget, questions and comments, Thursday nights is at 8 o'clock on V7RBY's, the technical net for the Burnaby Amateur Radio Club. A lot of good guys there. And, of course, we've got Rocks and a lot of good guys here that can help you out with those questions. That probably would prevail in a QSO for a while because there's so many different focuses, especially even for Michael there, the 1.2 and VHF and UHF. Speaking of frequencies and that, thank you very much, Reflector 9009. Good to have you back. I know you were out of town and that, and my hat's off. I did get an update I wasn't on that it turns on for the check-in and chat. I'm sure I'll they will be very happy of that, of getting some other communication needs open on as an open door for RPT. VE7 LTD, Dave, to take it from VE7OR for the TGIF net.
Thanks there, Merlin. Had to turn on the echo in the background so I could sound like Jim. I don't have much to say. I've just been going through a bunch of old transceivers that I have laying around here and some old commercial handhelds and mobiles, etc., and testing them to see if they work. And if they work, great. If they don't, they go into the junk pile. So many things I've been working on or had in piles of maybe I'll fix someday that I've just given up on. So that's kind of where I am now. As far as the antenna that that guy wants to test there, nothing better than SWR meter to test an antenna with, determine how much of the power is reflected, or get yourself one of those nano VNA devices and see what the return loss is like. So, yeah, besides that, I'm going to be setting up an HF station at my house in Pemberton there, and hopefully checking into the Aurora and the BC Public Service Net. So listen out for me. I'll be trying from the valley of, I guess they call it the Gates Valley, which is just north of Pemberton there. So thanks for the net, and talk to you later, V7LTD.
Yeah, very good. I did get an update from Rox because I knew you were going away for the holiday season. I don't even want to ask. It'd probably take forever, but I'm sure the roads and that were pretty horrendous going up there during the holiday season with all the snow and the stuff that's happened up there with all the flooding and what have you. And that, I think, if I remember right, Pemberton to, what was it, to Hope or whatever, was closed off due to half the road gone. Am I correct on that?
No, you're thinking of Highway 3. That's Hope-Princeton Highway is still closed, I think. Or maybe it's open now. I'm not sure. But yeah, no, currently right now at my place, there's about 2.5 feet of snow that's fallen in the last 3 days, and the power is out. So apparently a large tree fell down across one of the main feeder lines for the valley, and they had to shut the whole thing down, and estimated time on is 1:30 a.m.
Praise the Lord for BC Hydro updates on outages. Actually, a very good progressive map when things go down. We've had, well, you were gone. We had some power outages, pretty big ones, actually, from a windstorm that flew through here while you were gone. And part of Port Moody and a whole bunch of stuff was out up to 24 hours, so it was pretty nasty. Thanks for being here, Dave. Okay, we'll take a pause with you, and I'm going to, this is Victor Echo 7 Oscar Romeo for the TGIF net for December 26 with VE7ROX in central Burnaby. I'm in the heart of Vancouver Chinatown, and we'll pass it to you, Rox, to get further check-ins.
Yeah, well, I guess that wraps up the first five. I wonder if there are any more out there looking to check in to the TGIF net. Anybody else out there?
I wonder, don't I wonder? Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf.
Who wrote the book? From Southeast Vancouver Island, Crofton. Sounding good? Got you on the paper? And there we go. Looking for any more that might be out there.
COJ, Coach.
Rootin' Tootin' Newton, West Central Surrey. VE7COJ, sounding really good. Got you down on the paper.
This is Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Tango, Quebec. Hope I'm making it in.
Sounding good. Alpha Tango, Quebec. Sounds like David in East Central Vancouver on the east side. Sounding good. Got you on the paper.
Victor Alpha 7, Victor Whiskey Zulu.
And a little bit east of there in Abbotsford. Victor Echo 7, Whiskey X-Ray Zulu. Steve, sounding really good. Got you down on the paper. I guess you're the fourth one now. So we'll see if we can get a five in there and then pass it back to Merlin. Well, I don't hear a big dog pile pouring in, so we got four down there. Merlin, you want to take care of those four?
Sure, we'll take care of business on the TGIF net. Thank you for all four for checking in tonight. Good to have you on board, and welcome to the Thank God It's Friday net for Boxing Day, which will be over soon, and then we get to relax until Christmas or New Year's Eve, and then all that other stuff. So, by the way, when is our net? I haven't even put up a new calendar yet. When is New Year's Eve? Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. You understand, Rox, on January the 2nd. I don't know. It may be slow then, too. Everybody's going to be suffering a hangover, so we'll leave it at that. V7 Tango Golf. Go ahead, V7OR. Good evening.
Good evening to the net. Can't think of much to say, so just to check in, and I'm happy with that. Hopefully everybody else is, too.
Yeah, always a big signal from Vancouver Island. There's a guy, Johnny, that runs the GP9, and that thing just flies in here on the input. Oh, I wanted to mention to Rox, just a side note. Where the heck did I write that down? I'll find my notes, but I check in VE7RPQ every morning at 8:45 in the morning. I have some notes there because there's a Issaquah. Is it Issaquah? I forget where the heck it is. Oh, I'm babbling on here. Where the heck did I put that piece of paper? But it comes in on a good S7, solid, real strong signal. The shared frequency, of course, for RPQ. But boy, oh boy, I tried the tone on that. I was shocked that we were getting into that. It comes in here about an S8. But with that's a long-winded story of another time. V7COJ, V7OR.
V7COJ, yeah. What's the topic?
Open discussion tonight. We don't want to. We didn't want to go too crazy tonight. Everyone's still turkeyed out. So there were a couple people asked the difference between VHF, UHF, 1.2, 6 meters came in there. Some good results of people giving some insight of that for Michael there, VA7MDQ. But I'm sure that we'll get some more ideas and concepts of those that were listening at the time. And even after the net, that could be a pretty intense conversation about that particular question. But it's open for you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Trying to think what I was going to say there. Kind of lost. Oh, yeah, I know what it is. It's kind of like the, what I had was a pork tenderloin. I didn't have turkey, but I had pork tenderloin tonight with gravy and mashed potatoes and stuff. I think it's, it made me kind of dozy.
Did you say it was dozy? It was asleep in the pan? I didn't quite catch it.
No, I said it's made me feel dozy, like the turkey does, kind of.
Oh, okay, well, that can happen. I mean, good God, mentally and spiritually, I think everyone's a little dozy from all the holiday festivities and that. We're still got New Year's to deal with, too, so certainly understandable this evening.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was trying to say. Anyway, feeling good, though. Weather's not too bad here. It's not storming out. It's not raining much, so that's good. So, we'll see how the weather holds out. I don't think we're going to get any big storms or anything, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, we certainly had a couple of weeks of a lot of torrential rain, certainly in the lower. That caused a lot of problems out in the atmosphere, especially Washington State. And then, of course, you turn on the TV and go, oh, my God, what happened to California New Year's Eve? Oh, my God, a lot of people totally wiped out of their houses and that. Kind of cooler, though, reading on the outdoor thermometer here, 38 degrees with 3-mile-an-hour winds, and pressure is 30.33, so. I don't know, I didn't really look at the weather tonight, but I'm sure we'll probably get through it with no problems at all. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have a roof over your head. I feel sorry for people that try to survive outside. I see the odd ones around the neighborhood here, and I don't know how they do it. They just appear out of nowhere. I guess they're in shelters overnight sometimes, and then they just kind of wander around the rest of the day. I don't know. It's kind of sad, but yeah, the drugs.
Yeah, well, of course, you know where I am. I see it every day. I just go a couple blocks here north, and it's pretty devastating. A lot of stuff was given up. I don't want to make that a conversation right now, only due to the fact that I do have some expressions of all these nice new coats and stuff that are handed out from all these organizations to people down here, because a lot of times they don't realize they're trying to do the best and the good for the people down here, but not realizing 10 minutes later they've got that brand new quilt, which actually that's a good topic, a brand new They were giving out a whole bunch of brand new, nice, downy down quotes down here. And 10 minutes later, I guess where they are, they're down at a local pub trying to sell them. So why are they selling them? Well, they're selling them for their drugs. I don't know if that's the right thing to do. I always believe that give it to a, you know, registered charity or whatever, United Gospel, or one of those major charities. If you're going to do cash or you're going to give out something, you know, do it that way, because you know that that money is going to go to the needy and not help feed the addiction. So.